Stephen McConnell, manager of Letterkenny Rovers. You're through to the fourth round of the FAI Junior Cup. That sounds good.
It does, aye. I think that means now we're out of the county. We're one of the three teams left, along with Coghill and Buncrana. So, looking forward to that draw, see what we get.
Now, it was never easy coming down here to the lakeside, and Alia made you work to the very final whistle.
It did. The bombardment at the end there, we were well organised and well drilled on it, and we defended it very well. But yeah, they really came at us. Like, second half, I found that we played much better. But at the end, then, like, you know yourself, 1-0 up with 10 minutes to go, it's just a bombardment of long balls into the box, and they were pushing probably 5 or 6 up. So yeah, we hung on tight, and I thought we were good for a win. Yeah,
there were probably more chances of what chances there were in the first half, and you got your noses in front just before half time, and the goal coming from a long throw in. I take it that's a bit of a training ground routine, is it?
Something we work on. Something if you have your advantage, like Zach has won, Conor Donald has won. So yeah, we've won kind of each side, depending on how it's going. But yeah, it was nice to put one in the net, because I felt like we were good for a lead at half time, but we just couldn't get the goal. And then once we did, we hung on tight to it. Like Zach had probably a chance at the second half that he put it across the face of goal, and another day that's in, and you know, could be nearly done then.
And Zach Gorman's throw, it was a long throw towards the far post, and Nathan Plum coming in, and he met it with a lot of power.
Yeah, Nathan's exceptional in the air. Like, for his height, it can be a bit deceiving. Like, he gets a lot of hang time, but Zach's throws are valuable to us, and like, thankfully that one landed in the right area. Nathan put it in the net.
And credit to your defence. I mean, they protected Mark Antony well. He didn't have an awful lot to do.
No, but in the first, I think it was 35 seconds, yeah, they had a one-on-one with him, and
that was a big chance.
Yeah, we felt it was offside. We didn't really stop, but the man had a yard head start and got through one-on-one, and he volleyed it. And thankfully, Mark Antony spent himself well and saved it. And that goes in, it's a different game. So thankfully, I felt we had a stonewall penalty as well, but the ref, he said himself he didn't see it, but like the defender threw the hand out to it. Like, it wasn't just at the hit his arm, he threw it out and saved it in the line. But thankfully we got through, you know, and I felt we were good for a win. So